the new book, God's Message to the World, You've Got Me All Wrong. And there's a lot in that last statement, Neil, about getting God all wrong. As I said, whether who she, I mean he, I mean them, I mean it, God. Tell us about that. What have we got all wrong, Neil?
You know, so many, many things, but fundamentally, what it is that God is, what it is that God wants, and what it is that God experiences, if you please, as God's relationship with us. So what we got all wrong is you know, just a multiplicity of statements. In fact, in the book, I list 17 specific statements that I believe are huge misunderstandings about God. Statements like, for instance, God is to be feared. I don't know who came up with that, but it is, in fact, an idea that's held by most of the world's religions. In fact, most of the statements that I explore deeply in the book are ideas that are held by the largest number of the world's religions. We're talking about billions and billions of people who believe these ideas, like God demands obedience, or God sees us as imperfect, and we may not return to God in an imperfect state. Or the idea that God requires us to believe in God and to worship God in a specific and certain ways. Or that God is vengeful, and God's love can turn to wrath. Or that it's God who determines what is right and wrong. Or that God's forgiveness is required for us to get into heaven. And many, many, many other statements as well that we have simply, in fact, gotten all wrong. So what I've done in this book is to take a look at many of those statements one by one and to see if we can't just, you know, take them apart, explore them deeply, and see if, in fact, there's some truth to the idea that these statements are hugely, huge misunderstandings. You know, one of my favorite ones is, God has a plan for us. Really? Or, God is on our side. Really? So we need, I think, to take a look at this whole notion that we hold about God, not just as a matter of intellectual excursion, not just to, you know, give our mind something to do, but out of noticing that the ideas that we hold to be true about God are demonstrated in most of our laws and customs on this planet, which are affecting not just those who believe in God, but those who don't. So that all of our laws and customs, certainly the largest number of them, emerge from our understandings of what the scriptures of our particular religion are telling us. In some cases, it's very, very obvious that they come out of the Bible or the Sharia or some other particular holy scripture or sacred writing. And in other cases, it may not be quite that obvious, but it's pretty clear upon closer examination that our laws and our customs emerge from our idea of what God thinks is right and not okay. A striking example of that, of course, is gay marriage, you know, or what's now being referred to, I think, properly as equal marriage rights in this country, in the United States, and around the world. You know, we have been holding for years, for not a little while, but generation upon generation, we've been holding the idea that marriage between people of the same gender is not just socially unacceptable or a little bit unusual. In fact, it's against the law of God.
It's deviant behavior.
Well, aberrant, yes. Deviant, aberrant behavior and an abomination, people claim, that the scriptures say. So that's just one example. I can give you many others as well. There are scriptural justifications for the oppression of women, scriptural justifications in many religions for the oppression of people of various races and colors. It's quite remarkable how we've managed to distort and twist what we think to be God's desires, God's understandings, and if you please, God's demands, and then have overlaid them upon our own human laws and legislations.